Welcome to the Sit-A-Spell Show with your hosts, Lisa Lee and Teresa Savina.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
How are you today? I can't even believe I'm going to say this. It is the 17th of December. First of all, hello. You are listening to the Sit-A-Spell Show with your hosts, Teresa Savina and Lisa Lee. Okay, back to it. Okay, so, T, can you believe that it's the 17th of December already?
Yeah, I can. Because, you know, time has, it's been going faster and faster and faster for many years now. So nothing surprises me.
I don't even remember it. It could be
December of 2014 right now, and I wouldn't know it.
Yeah,
it would make sense.
I just can't keep up. Do you have your Christmas shopping, or I'm sorry, holiday shopping done?
Pretty much. Vince just ordered his online, and I got myself a treadmill.
For your bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
It would be a coat rack for me.
Well, you know, it's going to be dual purpose. We all know my doggy Loki is like the most hyper little friggin' thing in the world, and is like, can't be away from me for like 30 seconds. He just whines and cries and goes crazy, practically crawls up my ass at every moment of every day. So I thought, like a good puppy owner, I would teach him how to run on the fucking treadmill, and I'm gonna run his ass ragged.
Yeah, I'd be throwing my clothes that I need to put in the laundry in there, and yeah.
Wow, the dog whisperer. He does the trains those dogs for those treadmills because, you know, my lazy ass is not going out in this weather to walk with the dog. Mm-mm. And not as much as he needs to walk.
Well, and this weather is ridiculous anyway. I mean, come on.
Insane. Insane weather.
So T and I decided after getting multiple emails and, you know, a couple of instant messages and all this stuff that we are revamping our show a little bit. Gone are the days of the boring things that nobody cares about. Because this is our show.
Aho.
Right?
Aho.
So we're revamping a little bit, but it's all good and fun things. So we are adding back in spells, magic, and turning Lisa's phone off.
Your phone, it has perfect timing. I swear to God. It's always hilarious. Has perfect timing.
So, yeah, I forgot to mute my phone. Sorry about that. You'll hear that periodically. So, anyway, we are adding back the stuff that everybody loves, the stuff that people are tuning in for, which is the magic part of our show. So, gone are the days of the boring. Screw that. We are not boring people. I can be very boring. I'm the straight man in the show, obviously. But we're gonna bring back what you want. So thank you all for letting us know what you did and did not like, and we are listening and doing your bidding. So T, I am terrified beyond belief to ask you what you've done the past week. I'm so afraid.
You are so afraid, my darling, and with good reason. I am the kitchen witch, whatever you want to call me out here. And I always do good things for people, like we always preach.
Right? God bless
you. So I'm not going to put names out because it's an embarrassing story and only I share my embarrassing stuff with my name. There's an individual I know who has a large lump on her back. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And turns out it's a sebaceous cyst, like my husband gets. But hers was about the size of a tangerine, I swear to God.
Can I just point out one teeny thing?
What?
So T was telling me the story as I was eating a tangerine a few minutes ago, and I literally threw it away.
You poor thing. So, okay, what?
I just had a knock on my door. Go ahead, sorry.
So, you know, I brought her to the doctor, and, you know, the two of us share the same physician, which is cool because we like to give him shit. And he wasn't about to lance that bad boy that day. He wanted her on some antibiotics for a couple of days with good reason. I won't get into graphic detail.
Thank you.
But, you know, the next day when she woke up, because she'd been putting hot packs and all that good stuff on it, it had burst.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And I won't go into gory detail.
Thank you.
But I went over there to help her bandage it because it's in an area that she can't reach on her back. And so we were trying to get more out. Unfortunately,
oh, I hate you.
Weren't able to get much more out because it wasn't quite ripe enough. So bandaged her up, took her to the doctor the next day. And of course, our doctor is giving me crap. And he told her to tell her other physician that I was doing an okay job.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for her. I mean, I'm not trying to make light of it because I'm sure that that's got to be super painful and everything.
Oh, they're excruciatingly painful. And she has a very low pain tolerance. So, you know, that's why I didn't go balls to the walls trying to squeeze like I do to my husband, who goes into altered states when I do that to him. But yeah, I was being nice and doing my neighborly duty and was over there the other day changing her bandage. And yeah, and then that's about all that I can remember. Like I said earlier to you, I'm going to keep a show diary so I can remember what the hell I've done during the week. Alzheimer's.
Well, and because there's so many little things that you don't remember. And usually you remember my stuff and I remember your stuff. But this weekend or this whole week, I've just been insanely busy. So I don't remember anything.
Oh, I did go and get a healing from Michelle Johnson. Yay. That was awesome. Awesome balls. And
awesome.
I don't remember if I told you this about it. When she was working on me, you know how you sometimes start seeing visions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm laying there, and I have this vision that I'm underwater looking up. And there I can see the trees above the water, and I can see an eagle circling. But it was interesting because I was underwater watching this.
Oh, wow.
And I still haven't figured out why, but that was cool. That was really cool. She does wonderful work. And her puppy dog helped, Radar.
Aw.
He did. He's such a nice puppy.
Michelle is talented beyond belief.
Yes, she is. Yes, yes, yes. You had a very drastic thing happen to you.
I slept. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Try again.
Well, first of all, I worked my tail off last week. Insanely busy. And to the point where we couldn't do our show last week, and we apologized for missing a week, but Lisa was fried. Lisa was just fried on toast. So, yeah, I went for days with, like, 2 and 3 hours of sleep. I can handle it, but by the time I got home, I think I was asleep by 11, and I slept all night, and it was heavenly, because I don't usually sleep like a normal person. I'm much, very much like the rest of our team here, and we are on very odd hours. But on Saturday, some of my volunteers, they got together and got me a Christmas gift, and they even picked me up and took me there, since I am not able to drive right now thanks to my Frankenfoot. And took me out to lunch. Saturday was the best day in the world. It was so fun. So they brought me to a salon, and it was pretty much anything goes. So I agreed to get my hair cut and colored. We're going to do a dark, deep brown with some blonde highlights and a different cut, because basically I've had the same cut since, I don't know, birth.
This is true.
Very much so. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm making all of these really positive changes in my life. You know, I'm literally taking my life back. And so I was like, you know what? Let's just do a whole huge, big, badass change. So I was like, I'm in your hands completely. They would not let me see what they were doing.
Oh, that is the scariest fucking
shit.
Well,
it started out where I was watching. And then they took the first cut in the back of my hair, and it was a good, like, 12 inches. And I started sobbing until they turned the chair around so I couldn't see what was going on after that.
Yeah.
All I know is I went from having pretty long hair to, I would say in the back, it's less than an inch at the very nape of my neck.
You have a shoulder-length bob.
No, honey, you haven't seen the back. Oh my God, my cat's looking at me like I'm insane, because I'm like...
Oh, so you must have a graduated bob in the back then.
Yeah, because it's less than an inch long in the back. And you know, I've got a tattoo back there with a pagan symbol. No hiding that sucker anymore.
Not unless you got some clown makeup.
Exactly, because unless I'm wearing a turtleneck or a scarf, it's showing. There is no getting around it. It is so short. So they finished cutting my hair, and they're like, are you ready for the color? And I just panicked. I'm like, nope. I've done enough.
I can't deal with dark brown hair if you've cut all it off.
Can't do it. So I panicked. But I was thinking of the show also, you should know. Because I was like, well, if I get my hair cut super short and then it turns brown, we have to change all of our logos, and that's just a pain. So let's just not do it. That's how I rationalized it to them.
Bullshit rationalization.
I know, but that's what I totally did to them. I'm like, well, you know, we've got all these logos, and I'm the one with the long blonde hair, and he's the one with the short brown hair.
Just proud of you for even letting them cut your hair short like that. You have been so attached to that hair.
Yeah, I know.
And that was a huge movement forward. You were just cutting off all that old negative shit right up. And I'm known for getting into these modes where I'm feeling really depressed and negative. I shave my head.
Really?
Yes. I'm talking buzz cut. I understand what you did. Although you really didn't realize you were doing it. And you look fabulous. Just saying.
Well, you should see me right now, because I haven't... Okay, I'm just going to be honest. Today, I took the day off. I needed a break, because I've been working 7 days a week now for, I don't even know how long, over a month. And so I took the day off, and so I've literally been in my bed, and I'm recording from my bed right now. I'm still in my jammies. No, I've got jammies on. But my hair right now is not all that pretty. In fact, it's bedhead from hell. But we're not going to take a picture of that. We're going to just let that one go.
Nothing wrong with bedhead from hell.
Yeah. Oh, so Saturday, I also went to 3 separate metaphysical stores, too. All with my broken foot. I kind of overdid it a little bit. okay, a lot, but I went to three. I went to Keys, and their shop is so cool because it was their 5 anniversary, Keys of Paradise. I went to Eye of Horus, which was also, wow, very cool.
I haven't been to that one yet.
I kind of liked Keys better, but maybe it's because I love the people that are there. I got to see my friend Bobby Sullivan. And then I went to another place that I can't remember what it's called, but it's like right down the street from Eye of Horus. And you would have been orgasming.
ZRS Fossils.
Yes, you would have orgasmed.
I have. I've been in there.
I don't orgasm
quite as bad in there as I do in, I can't even remember the name of it. But there's another rock shop over on Lindale that I like to go to. And it's just tons of rock in there. Tons of stones and crystals and yumminess at prices I can afford.
I walked in and I was like, oh my God, I know people that are just going to just have an orgasm.
Michelle has been in there too.
Yeah, she's got to be going crazy in there. I was going to say, speaking of orgasms, but I don't want to lead in with that.
I think you better.
I know.
Now you've piqued my interest. I'm all tingly down below.
I've had the strangest... No, I did not actually orgasm, just so you know. But I've had the strangest dreams in the last couple of days. I've had all these sex dreams about these different movie stars. It's kind of like I'm looking forward to sleeping. I don't know what's going on with me, but it's something new, and I'm kind of digging it. But anyway,
that new haircut.
Yes, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I need to go on a date or something. I don't know, but my dreams at night lately have been fun.
Would you call them coming attractions?
Ah.
And that was Josh. I don't know why. All I know is I enjoy sleepy time right now. And I don't know what's going on in my brain. Oh, and I'm craving tacos.
And I know you're not pregnant. I did not impregnate you. I'm sorry.
I put that because the other day I was craving breakfast food, so I put on my Facebook status that I was craving breakfast foods and I must be pregnant. And people, I was getting congratulations and T's like, I knocked her up, ha-ha. And I'm like, okay, I'm missing two really vital, vital ingredients.
I was going to say, don't you need a uterus for that?
Exactly. I need sex and I need a uterus. Neither one I have, so, except
which
for in
makes
my
me getting
dreams.
You knocked up even better.
That's true. You know what? If I was pregnant, I would either be dissected or worshipped because, you know, lack of...
Oh, yeah. You'd be the new Virgin Mary.
I'm pretty much a virgin. I don't know why... Oh, yeah. Because I was thinking of rocks, and that talk made me think of you guys loving the rock so much for orgasm. And that's... I'm like, how did I end up spiraling into... this is all on me. Sorry.
Okay. Well, we have to wrap now. On that note, we're going to wrap, and we will be back with Gail and Michelle. See you in a bit.
On the longest night, we search for the light, and we find it deep within. Open your eyes to embrace what is wise, and see the light of your own soul shining. And enter the night, and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight, the field of
up in the cloak of starry darkness, my child, and you'll find the center of all things. For from this place of the deepest dark space, life eternal does spring. So enter the night and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight, the field of infinite possibility. So when you find that spark, when you dream in the dark, hold it close to your heart and know all that you see is all that can be when you give birth to the dreams of your soul. So enter the light and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the your spirit take flight, the field of infinite possibility. All along this night we search for the light and we find it deep within. Open your eyes to embrace what is wise and see the light of your own soul shining.
Josh really was recording that or not, but if he was, oh my god, tonight's show is really off the chain. Tonight we've got the beautiful Michelle Johnson, who is going to talk to us a little bit about stones for Yule. Or is that even what we're talking about? I don't even know. Yes. I'm screwed up now after the previous conversation.
I don't know why. She's, you know, loopy from her orgasm, that's all.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez. Well, I don't know if I can top any of that at all. I made a spell. Just you guys, just hang up with me.
Okay.
And take it, Michelle.
All right. So tonight, just real quick, some stones that are really good. All right, let me try this again.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
So I'm just going to laugh the whole segment. It's great.
I'm so okay. I'll mute myself.
I think I peed myself.
I'm going to mute. Okay, where's my mute? Damn it. Okay, I found it. Okay, go.
All right. So some stones that are great for Yule are clear quartz, ruby, garnets, bloodstone, emeralds, jet, and green tourmaline. It's really interesting to note when you look at the stones that I just listed, that most of these are very grounding and protective stones, which is something that I feel that we, most of us need this time of year to keep us centered in our own light and our own truth, as this can be a really difficult time of the year for some of us. So just a couple of those to throw out there for you. Some other quick ideas to incorporate crystals and stones into your holiday or Yule decor. And I know we actually kind of posted about this a little while ago on our Facebook page, but you can string clear quartz or any other appropriate crystals that you feel drawn to use and put them on your Yule tree or incorporate them into a wreath. And one of my favorite things to do is to gift away stones to people. And so this time of the year really provides me with a good reason to do so. And sometimes I will gift away stones from my own personal collection that I feel are ready to move on to somebody else. And at other times I may see a stone either online or at a shop that sells crystals and feel that particular stone would assist somebody that I know with its healing properties or help in that person's current situation with what they may be going through. So, you know, I'll buy the stone and give it to them and just say, you know, I just really felt that the stone needed to come to you at this time. And when I saw it, I thought of you. And always make sure that you give the person that is receiving the stone the name of the stone so they can look it up, the meaning for the stone and its properties, and see how it fits into their life at that time, or, you know, what kind of healing they can provide, it can provide for them. And a lot of children are really drawn to stones as well. And so it's really fun to have them intuitively pick out stones to gift to your friends or family members, or even to their own friends. So I think that's a really neat way to do it. And if your kids are already interested in stones, you can gift them a few stones to start their collection. Or if they already have started to acquire stones, you can start a tradition of giving them a stone to add to their collection on Yule or Christmas Eve. And I know this is something that I will be definitely doing with my daughter in the years to come. And another fun way that is a little bit different to give stones to other people is to figure out their astrological sign and give them stones that resonate or work really well with their sign. And another tradition that I absolutely love, I actually found this on the crystalcure.com website, and I think this is just fabulous. It's basically about setting up a Yule divinatory stone bowl. So the idea is to gather a decorative bowl or basket and a selection of gemstones. And on small strips of paper, you can write down the divinatory meaning of each gemstone that will be put in the bowl. And you can wrap each stone and its meaning in paper or foil and place it in there. And so whenever family or friends come and stop by for the holidays, you can have them draw a stone from the bowl to choose for their personal Yule stone. And just ask the guests to keep the stone as a reminder to stay on the path towards their goals throughout the coming year. So, you know, not only are you giving them the absolutely wonderful gift of crystal energy, but you're also allowing them to use their intuition to bring a stone into their lives that will help them with their goals. So it doesn't get too much better than that. And I will definitely post the instructions for this if in case anybody wants to incorporate this into their traditions for Yule.
I wonderful. Love those ideas. Yeah. With my girls, we've been doing the stone thing. Well, I've been doing the stone thing with them since as long as I can remember. For, you know, every like birthday or holiday or gift giving thing, they get a new stone. But I love the Yule bowl. That's
I know, isn't
great.
That great? I know, I loved it. I read that. I was like, oh, I'm so doing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, Michelle. That's just really great, really cool information. I love it. I'm going to start that Yule bowl thing for
yeah,
sure.
That's great. Oh, and just real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, if any of our listeners have questions or comments about crystals or their energies and or have ideas for specific topics that you want to hear on the show, please always feel free to drop me a message on my Crystal Connections page on the site. You know, we already have a form on there you can fill out. And I always love hearing from our listeners and our supporters. So never feel shy asking a question.
That's awesome. All right, thanks, Michelle. We will You're talk right to well. You next week.
Alrighty.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And next we've got Gail with Pagan Parenting. Gail, what do you have for us?
Good evening. Tonight, on Pagan Parenting, I've got a family Yule ritual that you can do with children. So tonight I'm just going to focus on talking about a ritual that you can do with your kids. The wheel of the year has turned once again to the winter solstice, and so it's time to teach our young ones the meaning of the season. Make sure your children understand the meaning behind Yule and why we celebrate it. And as your children age, teach them the history of Yule. Maybe I can do another segment specifically centered on this topic at some point in time. But before we begin, there's some common sense thoughts when doing ritual work with children that I want to mention. Usually the ritual will have to be shorter to accommodate smaller attention spans. And consider using any swords or ritual knives or really sharp objects with kids around. Maybe might not want to use altar fabric or cloth, as the kids could easily pull it down and everything on top of it off the table. So, and then you want to use apple or grape juice instead of ale or stuff like that. And the key to this is to make it easy and to make it fun at the same time. So I'm going to share a ritual. I've modified it a bit, but it's from a blog called A Simple Life Inspired. This ritual can be performed either on the winter solstice on the 21st, or you can do it on the eve of Yule on the 24th. You can do this around your fully decorated Yule tree, or you can set up a special altar area. Now's the time to be sure to wear some magical clothing during this ritual. Use any special fabrics or any holiday jewelry. 'Tis the season, so it's time to dress up and have some fun. For very young children, you might want to consider some musical instruments or something to keep them occupied while you're doing the ritual. Drums, bells, triangles, something, you know, to keep them occupied. Also, a wand is a really good diversion. She can have her very own wand and wave it around while you're casting a circle, or, you know, some soft toys or animals or whatever. Older kids can help in the ritual by lighting candles, and they can help recite the lines. They can just help call up the spirits for the ritual. So to start, first of all, you have your Yule feast or a potluck if you're celebrating with a group. After the cleanup, turn all the lights off in the house, or as many that are practical anyway, and then set the altar with candles, as many candles as you want. In the center of the altar goes a yellow or a gold or an orange candle. That's going to be the sun candle. This ritual uses five candles. One for each direction, and then the orange one will be in the middle for the sun candle. So as you're facing the candles, say, "The wheel of the year turned once more. The days are longer than before. Tonight the darkness begins to recede, the light to shine again on hallowed seed. As the wheel continues to roam, the sun begins its journey home." Now, if your kids start getting bored with their toys, just switch it up. If the wand is no longer interesting, give her the drums or something. Next, light the sun candle and say, "Even in the darkest hours, even on the longest night, the spark of life was burning bright, lying dormant, waiting, ready to return, taking its place on this wheel's pattern. The darkness will leave until next year as the sun decides to reappear." Have your child's toys off on the floor off to the side so she can go to them as she wishes, and you don't have to be distracted while you're lighting candles. So then you turn and you start to light your candles, your surrounding candles, and as you acknowledge each candle and each direction, you can say, "As the wheel turns, light returns." Once all of the candles are lit, then say, "We are blessed by the return of light. The shadows vanish with dark of night." Now you take some time to think, and you talk about what the return of the sun means to you and to your family. Talk about any highlights from the past year, any wishes for next year. After a suitable amount of time has passed, turn the lights on in the house again. Have the kids make a game out of that even. They can run around turning the lights on, yelling, "Welcome back, light." Now's the time for cakes and ale or cookies and juice, whatever. Celebrate. When you're done, extinguish the candles in the opposite order they were lit. Now, if you're looking for something even easier than that one, you can try this. This is really simple. Light a fairly good-sized candle while reading some simple prayers or poems or stories or whatever. You can sing songs of the holiday, open gifts to one another, then leave the candle burning safely for the entire night if it's practical. Maybe even a slumber party at around the room where the candle is lit. Then the following morning, get up before dawn and go to the highest place you can. And as the sun crescents the horizon, greet the newborn sun. So there's a couple of websites you can check for more information or any more specifics that you want to know. One is a simple lifeinspired.blogspot.com. And the other real good source is paganspace.net. So that's all I have for tonight. So mota be.
Oh, that was awesome.
Good.
No, you. Every single week you come up with just such amazing stuff. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, you have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, and we're going to take our next break, and we'll be right back.
On the first day of solstice, my coven gave to me a raven in a birch tree. On the second day of solstice, my coven gave to me two pentacles and a raven in a birch tree. Day of solstice, my coven gave to me three money spells, two pentacles, and a raven in a birch tree. On the fourth day of solstice, my coven gave to me four elements, three money spells, two pentacles, and a raven in a birch tree. On the fifth day of solstice, my coven gave to me day of solstice, my coven gave to me six golden statues, five oaken stars, four elements, three money spells, two pentacles, and a raven in a birch tree. On the seventh day of solstice, my coven gave to me seven books of shadows, six golden statues, five oaken stars, four elements, three money spells, two pentacles, and a raven lessons, seven books of shadows, six garden statues, five open stars, four elements, three money spells, two pentacles, and a raven in a birch tree. On the ninth day of solstice, my coven gave to me nine shamans drumming, eight tantric lessons, seven books of shadows, six garden statues, five open stars, four elements, three money spells, two pentacles, and a
are back. Hey, T, I remembered something that we forgot.
What did we forget?
We were on somebody else's radio show.
We were.
And it was weird. Not weird, like bad weird, but we're used to doing the interviews, not being the interviewee. It was a little scary.
Ah, not scary at all.
Well, I mean, we had to be, you know, answering questions, and usually we're like, well, you know what I mean.
I understand.
It was fun, though. And now, unicorns and dragons. And chocolate.
And chocolate.
You know, when she gave me my reading and she was talking about chocolate, I'm like, okay, I hate chocolate. So what? Am I supposed to start a new chocolate company? I swear to God, that's where my brain went. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be a chocolatier, huh? Well, at least the inventory will stay safe with me since I don't care for chocolate, but whatevs.
My mind just went to the gutter at what kind of chocolates you'd be making. But, you know, they're...
Oh, dear God. I think Hershey's and all of those different chocolate Godiva people are safe. Their profits will stay the same with me being a chocolatier.
I think so. So tonight we're talking about Yule, aren't we?
We are.
We are. So what lovely things do we have tonight for Yule?
Well, I wanted to explain a little bit about what Yule is. And some people pronounce it Yule. Yule is what I've always called it, but anyway, it's when the dark half of the year relinquishes to the light half. So thank God it's going to start getting light again. Starting the next morning at sunrise, the sun climbs just a little bit higher and stays just a little bit longer in the sky each day. And it's also known as solstice night, or the longest night of the year. Much of the celebration was to be had in the from our ancestors as they awaited the rebirth of the Oak King, the Sun King, the giver of life that warmed the frozen earth and made her bear forth from seeds protected through the fall and winter in her womb. Bonfires were lit in the fields, and crops and trees were wassailed with toasts of happiness. Did you know that bayberry has long been associated with the holiday season, and you can use it all year round, and it's supposed to be bringing abundance and prosperity into your life? I think I should bathe in it.
I think so, too. I will. I will also. And I'll videotape it and put it on YouTube.
You would, too.
I would. Or RedTube, depending.
What is RedTube?
That's where you can upload your own porn stuff.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. But let's get off that topic because it gets Josh excited.
We have a Yule wishing spell for you. If your life is plagued by problems, this is a really simple spell that'll help you out. On winter solstice, before anyone else in the household gets out of bed, take a broom, open the front door, and symbolically sweep all the trouble from the threshold. And as you do this, repeat the following incantation, and we will put this on our website. Sweep, sweep, be gone, all woe, from the threshold now you go. Sweep, sweep, I shall not weep, bad luck flee and good luck keep. Then open the back door and sweep all the good luck in. And we have I used to teach these classes, and they were like kind of DIY spell-y type of things. But this is to make, you know, everybody decorates trees. Well, not everybody, but many people decorate trees. This is a decoration that you can do that's got magic. It's like magically inclined ornaments. T, you know the clear balls, right? That you can...
Yes.
Damn it. So we have another theme tonight, too. Okay, so grab two. No, I'm just kidding. But you can take them apart, and you can decorate them yourselves. You can put stuff in them, or you can paint them. You know, it's making witch balls. Well, these are also ornaments. So grab whatever herbs and stones and, you know, just whatever for whatever the specific spell that you want, whether it be, you know, a house blessing, which is a nice one for Yule, prosperity, you know, whatever your intention is, fill that plastic ornament with all of that stuff in there, and then put all of your intention into that and then hang it on your tree. That's just something really, really nice. And if you use, you know, specific herbs, you can make your house smell really nice too. That was just a little easy thing. What awesome. Else do I have? Yeah. Let's see. Herbs for Yule. Sun plants like mistletoe, balsam, and fir. What else? Oils, carnation, cedar, spruce, pine, rose, cinnamon, and bayberry. The stones are clear quartz, jet, ruby, diamond, garnet, alexandrite, kunzite, not sure how to pronounce that. Candles, red, green, white, gold, and silver. So just, you know, basically what all the Christians do and with all their specific colors and their scents and everything they stole from us. I'm just going to say that. So what you're seeing out there already is Yule. And it's just it's a beautiful time of the year. Also one sidestep or side note. We also have a full moon this week. So now is the time
tomorrow.
So tonight or tomorrow is the time to, and you've got 2 days before and 2 days after, but it's the strongest at the full moon. So now is the time to charge your crystals, put them out under the full moon. You can make full moon water. Just put your water out under the full moon for the night. This is the time where your magic is super strong. So take this time and make it your own. Do your magic, my darlings. And wow, T, that's our show.
It is. It is.
It went and so fast.
I, on Friday, am going to the Forbidden Bazaar at, what's the name? Ground Zero for their solstice thing. So I'll be able to tell you about that next week.
Oh, yay. So I'll write that down right now.
Very good.
So we can't remove anything. So it's been a crazy busy week. It's been a crazy busy show. It was fun. It went super fast, but wow. So remember that you are absolutely important in every single way. It doesn't have to just be Yule time or Christmas time or whatever to go out there and make a difference and make people smile. I know a lot of people do that right now, and that's wonderful. But, you know, it's every day that we need to be making a difference, even if it's just making somebody smile, telling somebody, you look really pretty. That tie is awesome. Where did you get it? You know, all those little things make a difference in people's lives, and we're in this together. So go out there and make a difference. Remember, life is precious, and not everybody is happy during these times. So take that into consideration when there's some people that are sad, you know, because they need extra love and comfort right now. And remember, my darlings, to always, always, always take back your light. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Pagans sing, are you listening? Altar set, candles glisten. It's a magical night we're having tonight. Dancing in the week. Blades held high, sense of smoking. God and goddess, we're invoking. Through elements five, we celebrate life. Dancing in a week in Wonderland. In a circle, we can light a Yule fire. And await the rising of the sun. It's the great wheel turning for the new year. With abundance and great fun. Queen of Heaven is in her place. Triple goddess, now the crown face. Above and below, she's the goddess we know. Dancing in a week in Wonderland. Wonderland.
Sit-A-Spell is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.